Good evening. Welcome everyone to SheerEnjoyment.com. Thank you for joining us. We'll always begin by giving a special thank you, a shout out to our host, Jake Weinman, who has given us his time of his entire being to make this endeavor successful in every way possible. We thank our technical assistant, Mitch Green, for his assistance. Special HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Choshva Rabbanim, which elevate the quality of the Torah on SheerEnjoyment.com. And as well, we dedicate tonight's Sheer
to Zecher U'Le'il Nishmas Manish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh.
We thank our sponsor, Mrs. Neshama Haven Aliyah. And as well, we want to dedicate the Sheer as a Zechus for the safe return of the hostages that are currently in captivity, and as a source for the safety and security of our chayolim who are putting their lives in harm's way, for us, the Klal Yisrael, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu guard them, ki ishoin bas oyim, like the people of the eye, the people of his eye, guard them to protect them, to bring to them success, nitzachoin, for them, for Klal Yisrael, and all, may all of the chayalim have been injured, and all of those that are suffering from anxiety, may they have a full shalema, may they find peace, tranquility, and nachas in everything that they do. This week is Erev Chanukah. Chanukah begins this week, and let us perhaps take this opportunity this week to discuss something relating to the Yom Tov of Chanukah. And the topic I want to discuss is the dreidel. Everyone knows from their childhood, nothing needs to be said. The part of the minhag of Chanukah is to play with a dreidel. What is a dreidel? Everyone knows a dreidel is a box. It is a square box, four sides. The bottom is tapered to a point, and there's a little handle on top, and we spin the dreidel. Around and around. And the dreidel at some point in time runs out of energy, falls on one of its four sides, and a letter appears. There are four letters. Nun, Gimel, Hey, Shin. And there are different ways to play dreidel, different rules of how much money you take when the dreidel lands on a particular letter. The letters of the dreidel are usually are understood as an acronym for the expression Nes Gadol Hayashon. A great miracle was Shom there. And we typically translate, we typically understand and interpret the word Sham as a reference to the Beis HaMikdash. Sham there in the Beis HaMikdash, there in Eretz Yisrael, during the time of the Hashmonaim, the Maccabees, there was a milchama being fought to restore to the Beis HaMikdash its sanctity, its purity. The story of Chanukah, to a very large degree, was a civil war. The Yavanim, the Syrian Greeks, had enormous influence over the entire world. And Klal Yisrael also fell under their spell. And a significant portion of the Jewish people became Misyavnim, which means Jews who embraced the ideology of the Yavanim. The Yavanim are the Gentiles, the Syrian Greeks, who were wrapped up in Hellenism, in beauty, in sports, in enjoying this world for the sake of its own, of itself. Not to take beauty and science and use it as a tool to serve Hashem, but the Yavanim embraced beauty, the body, the science. They embrace these gifts that Hashem has given the world for their own sake. And unfortunately, many of our own people got wrapped up in this ideology, and they were called misyavnim. And what happened? They were a group of Torah true Jews who fought for traditional values amongst Klal Yisrael. And this spilled over to what was pretty much appears to be a civil war. And eventually, the Torah true Jews prevailed. They went to fight against the Yavanim. And the miracle was revealed, as we know, in many different dimensions. Number one, the Melchama, the battles. Giborim Yad Chaloshim, Rabim Yad Ma'at, Mutmim Yad Taharim, Rishon Yad Tzadikim, Vezedim Yad Oiske Sarasecha. All of the different things that we mentioned in our davening and the Al Hanitzin. The Al Hanitzin pretty much focuses on the miracle of the war, a miraculous victory of the many in the hands of the few, and the mighty fell in the hands of the weak, and so on and so forth. It was a miraculous war. It came with a price. There were korbanos, but we acknowledge the miracle of our physical survival. And likewise, because this miracle was fueled by the Chashmonaim, who lived and breathed the values of the Beis HaMikdash, of Torah and Avodah, that is why the miracle was also expressed through the Chanukah Menorah, the miracle of having only enough oil to last for one day, and it lasting for 8 days. And likewise, the Mizbeach, the place where we bring Korbanos, was renewed. Oz Egmor B'Shir Mizmor Chanukah HaMizbeach. The very name of the holiday, Chanukah, Zois Chanukah HaMizbeach, was a renewal of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach, the place where we bring Korbanos today, our prayers are in the place of Korbanos. Unishalma Farim Sifaseinu, what comes from our lips is what comes from our lips. Prayers is the equivalent to the offering of Korbanos. And thus, today, our prayers are Korbanos, and the renewal of the Mizbeach is a central theme in the holiday. Now, why do we play with the dreidel? Where does this custom come from? So everyone is certainly aware that the common legend is that during the time of the Chanukah miracle, there was a Gezeras Hashmad, which means it was forbidden for Jews to learn and teach Torah. And if the government officials would discover children learning Torah, it was a life-threatening event. It was a danger of churban, of death. So what they would do is they would sit with the children and they would teach them Torah, and they would have in their hand these wooden blocks, what we call a dreidel, and just in case the government would make a surprise inspection and would discover the children sitting together, they would be able to say, we're not studying Torah, we're not learning Torah, we're just playing with the dreidel. We're just playing games here. This is not a lesson in Jewish education. We're playing games. It was a technique that was used in order to outsmart the government officials who were desperately trying to cut us away from our heritage by not learning Torah. It represents the survival of Talmud Torah, learning Torah, teaching Torah to the Tinoikoi Shel Beis Rabban, to the little children. Chazal tell us that the world exists only because of the purity of the words of Torah that come forth from the children, from the Tinoikoi Shel Beis Rabban, known as Tashvar. Tinoikoi Shel Beis Rabban, of the little children. And this indeed is an integral part of the holiday, to acknowledge that our success, our endurance, the Netzach of Yisrael, the eternal nature of the Jewish people, is only because of our commitment and our loyalty to the learning of Torah. Now, what letters do we write on the dreidel? So we mentioned in the beginning, letters that are written on the dreidel are Nes Godol Hoyoshan. A great miracle occurred there in Eretz Yisrael. In the time of the Chanukah miracle took place smack in the center of the era of the second Beis Hamikdash. The second Beis Hamikdash was standing for 420 years. Approximately 200 years into the second Beis Hamikdash is when the miracle of Chanukah took place. And it was a great miracle that occurred at that time, Nes Gadol HaYashan. Now, in some of the Sefarim that elaborate upon these matters, they mention that the letters on the dreidel, when they are rearranged, also spell another word. And that word is Goshna. Goshna. What is Goshna? Gimel Shin Nun Hei. The same letters as Nes Gadol HaYashan, but in a different order. And what is Goshna? Goshna is the city where the Jewish people settled when they went down to Egypt. When next week's parasha, not this parasha, but next week in Parasha Sneakates, when it was discovered that Yosef is alive, old Yosef Chai, he's a ruler in Egypt. And Yosef sent wagons to his father, instructing his father to descend to Egypt and bring with him his family because they could not survive the famine in the land of Canaan, but should come quickly to Egypt. And in Egypt, Yosef would care for them, would provide for them, take care of them. Immediately when Yaakov Avinu realized that he had no choice but to descend to Egypt, the Pasuk tells us that he sent Yehuda in advance to teach Goshna in the city of Goshen. Goshna, Gimel Shin Nun Hei. And Rashi there explains that before Yaakov would allow his children to descend to this land, Egypt, which did not have a good reputation of purity, of Yirah Shemayim, Yaakov Avinu sent Yehuda to establish a yeshiva, to establish a spiritual base for the Jewish people when they would descend. Lahoyos lefanav goishna. Lahoyos is a word which means to teach Torah, to establish a place of Torah study in Mitzrayim. It's not a coincidence that Goshna are the letters Gimel, Shin, Nun, Hei. But Chanukah, as we mentioned, focus to a very large degree centers on Torah. The menorah, as we all are very well aware, is a kli, is a utensil, is an object in the Beis HaMikdash which represents Torah. There are seven branches, and there are many different ideas which express the purity of Torah that comes forth from the menorah, the or, kiner, mitzvah, the Torah, or. There is the Torah that is represented by the oroin, and there is the Torah that is represented by the menorah. And some of the farshim explain the Torah that is represented by the oroin represents Torah shebichsav, and the Torah that is represented by the menorah represents Torah shebal peh. And it is only because the Jewish people were loyal to the Torah, they renewed their commitment to the study of Torah, that they prevailed in war. They were successful in conquering back, taking back the Beis HaMikdash, purifying it, and rebuilding the Mizbeach, to serve Hashem with purity. And the bracha that we make on Chanukah to express this miracle is not on the Milchama, it's not on the Mizbeach, but is on the lighting of the candles, a zecher for the miracle of the menorah. As if we, Chazal, are directing us to focus our attention as to the core power of what fueled the Chanukah miracle, and that is Torah. So thus I'd like to suggest the following chiddush. The word that appears on the dreidel typically, as I said before, is arranged to say Nes Godol Haya Sham. But it's also V'yes Yehuda Shalach Lefanav Goishna. It's also a reminder that Yaakov Avinu, when we went down into Golos, before we arrived, he already sent an advanced team, Yehuda, to establish a yeshiva, Lahoyrais, in Goishna, as a message for his descendants. Your success, your secret to survival in Golos, will be a Beis Medrash in Goishna. Yehuda, as she sent Lahoyrais Lefon of Goishna to have a Beis Medrash in Goishna. And thus, my suggestion is that when we say Nes Godol Hoyisham, Sham is not referring to the Beis HaMikdash. It's referring to Mitzrayim. Let us combine these two ideas into one. Nes Godol Hoyisham. There was a great miracle there. Where? Where was the great miracle? The miracle was in Goshen, in Goishna. What was the miracle? That we survived 210 years in a land that was lacking even the smallest mashahu of Yirat Shamayim. The chances of survival of a group of 70 people in a land of who knows how many millions lived in Egypt at that time, a land that was bent on uprooting from the Jewish people any mashu, smallest amount of Yirat Shamayim, over a period of 210 years, for us to be able to maintain our identity, for us to be able to remain loyal to Hashem and to our ancestors, the chances are not 0.001%. The chances are literally zero. And the fact that we have survived in Egypt for 210 years and Hashem was able to take us out to make us into the Aman Nifchar, it is only because V'yes Yehuda Shalach B'hoyrois Lefonav Goishna. It is only because we had a Beis Medrash, we had a commitment to Jewish education to ensure that the Tinoikoi Shel Beis Rabban, the children who study by their teachers, breathe and inhale and exhale the pure words of Torah. In the schus of the Hevel Tinoikoi Shel Beis Rabban, the Jewish people survive. The miracle, the first miraculous survival of the Jewish people was in Goshen, in Mitzrayim, in the land that we settled. That was our first miraculous survival. And that served as the prototype, the paradigm, the model for all future generations. The survival for the Jewish people in the most difficult times, when we are under the subjugation and the influence, the onslaught of our enemies who attempt in every way whatsoever to take from us our commitment to Hashem, the method, the secret, is to follow the prototype. Is to follow what Yaakov Avinu instructed to be done in Mitzrayim. Yehuda, Shalach, Lahoyos, Lefonav, Goishna, is to first establish a place of Jewish education. And when there is Goishna, then there is a Nes Gadol Hayasham. The Nes Gadol is our survival. When we come to Hanukkah and we play with the dreidel and we spin the dreidel, we're not just reflecting upon the miracle that happened in the time of the Bayis Sheni. This is the holiday when we make a bracha on a mitzvah which takes us back, connects us to Torah, to the study of Torah, the lighting of the candles of the menorah, which means limud haTorah. Hiner mitzvah v'Torah or v'haloifches haneros. This holiday of Torah reminds us of the first time Torah, commitment to Torah, served as a tool to survive. Thus, the letters on the dreidel are Goshna, our first experience with acknowledging or understanding that it's only Torah that guarantees our Nitzchius. And likewise, that was where the first miracle happened. The Nes Gadol Hoya Sham was there in Mitzrayim. Sham is Mitzrayim in Goshna. And that is a springboard for the Sivi Vayin, the constant world of reality that spins around us throughout every generation. Shebechol dor v'dor oimdim aleinu l'chaloseinu v'akadosh baruch hu matzileinu miyadam. It's the dreidel. May we all be zeicha to renew our commitment to the study of Torah, to gain a new level of Yirat Shamayim that can carry us and propel us to further heights of closeness to Hashem. And with that comes only bracha and success in everything that we do. Thank you for listening. Have a good night. And have a Hanukkah Sameach. Be well. Good night.